You never have fun while you're in the limo. Yeah, you wanna ride in six. You wanna dine in the six. And when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, hell nah, been waiting too long.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Oh, so tired today.
Oh, the time change affecting you now?
Yeah,
it's Wednesday, Maria.
Yeah. Like, it affects different people in different ways. No.
It hits the elderly later, I guess.
I haven't slept since last week.
Wow. Maria coming in with a flamethrower today.
Good morning.
I love it. Right. Keep it calm. All right. I'm just going to step back.
Yeah.
Let y'all do your thing.
You want to start this, Maria?
I don't know if I want to. I think I kind of already did, but
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. You can back away now.
What you got, old guy?
Damn.
Yikes. Oh, no. I think I just signed myself up for some.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody else, don't say that. Just back away.
Up all night watching stupid television. And
what were you watching?
I was watching election. Remember? Well, I was watching the election stuff on my computer on my lap, and Roxy was watching Key and Peele on the couch beside me.
Oh, amazing. Was she watching like any of the political stuff that they did?
Yeah, there was an Obama skit. With
which one?
With just one of the Obama's aggression translator.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Where that
not
guy,
the one
where
when
that guy
he's walking
out.
Up to shake hands?
No, we saw that one already. That one already happened, which was great. No, I was just up too late, and I think I ate too late last night, which I never feel like I ate too late last night.
What, first of all, what was on the menu? Don't tell me what time, because I want to guess.
Yeah, what did I have? I had a steak and shrimp. Ooh. Spicy shrimp.
Ooh.
The shrimp was the side?
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like steak and shrimp with a side. Salad or mashed potatoes? Or
no, I had a couple fries left over from.
I'm gonna say, and it was election night.
Yeah,
you ate that at like 9:30.
It was 9:15.
9:15, yeah. And then you passed out by 9:45.
No, it was 10:45.
10:45.
At
least it was time
night.
To digest.
Yeah, is that though? Is that enough time? I don't think that's.
Did
enough
you fall
time.
Asleep on the couch sitting up though?
A little bit. Yeah, I started to doze off. Yeah. Because the cat was like right beside me. And then when they purr, I just go right to sleep and I'm trying to watch the stupid election. And I shouldn't have even stayed up because I knew, they're not going to call it like, you know.
Until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So I don't even know why I was up. I don't even know why I bothered.
When I got up for work, Matthew was still on the couch watching.
Was he?
The election?
Yeah.
Or YouTube videos.
He hadn't slept.
The election.
What time was that?
I thought he was next to me, and he wasn't. He was on the couch.
That's what love looks like.
He's watching CNN.
So he let you. Oh, that's why you got to sleep in the bed last night. Because normally you sleep on the couch, but
yeah,
he was watching
CNN until 3:30 in the morning.
Oh my god!
So what would happen if I called him like right now?
I would highly suggest.
I get the sense that Matthew isn't. It isn't so much that Matthew's political, but Matthew just loves drama. Is that why he was up watching all night?
He's regurgitating what they said on TV. He's like, did you know that there were flip states?
He's one of those.
Oh, he's an expert now.
Yeah. Oh, explain it to me.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
What's a flip state?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, he said, they once voted for this person, and now they voted for this person, but they did that because
the flipsy-doozy.
I learned that this year, too, actually.
Yeah, that's what it's called. More. Make sure you tell him it's called the flipsy-doozy.
Did he have to explain to you the difference between between the popular vote and the
Electoral College. And...
Yeah.
No, no. But no. He was like, can you believe that Fox called it and CNN yet has?
Yet has? Or yet or hasn't yet?
Is he still up or did he go to bed?
Oh, no. He went to bed.
He went to bed. Yeah. Yeah. But that was a long night for people,
his
man.
His job is done.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Flips
thank
the
you,
doozy.
Matthew, thank you for your service.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrate mornings.
Kiss 92.5.
If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. Mr. Bossman's on your back. You left your laptop in the taxi cab and you're crying in the park on your break. Your boyfriend can't talk you down. He doesn't understand what you're all about, but you've gotten kinda used to the taste. Don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the highs and the lows. It's alright to need somebody. Mm-hmm. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come on. Secrets. I'm still stitching your clothes. I'm still letting you know when I made it home. So don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the ebbs and the flows. It's alright to need somebody. Uh-huh. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good.
Roz and Mocha's hell of a story.
I was 8 months pregnant. My baby was doing in about a week or so. When we got to the garage, like, I literally can see my car ahead of me.
Yeah.
Didn't make it. Like, the baby really want to come out. And I was like, honey, the baby's coming. And he's like, no, baby's not coming. I'm like, no, she's coming. And no. I was walking and holding the baby head in.
And Mocha's hell of a story. Catch the whole thing Friday morning at 7:30
on Kiss 92.5. Raise a smoothie to any friend you've had since 1999. That's a good friend. And Booster Juice was there. Now celebrating 25 years in Canada and more than 450 locations from coast to coast. A silver anniversary splashed with lots of oranges. Celebrate 25 years of Booster Juice with the return of OG favorite smoothies like the original, the Orangesicle, and the Marathon. Made with cranberries, bananas, strawberries, orange sorbet, and probiotic yogurt. Happy 25th Booster Juice. Download the Booster Rewards app today. Winter isn't here yet, but RedTag.ca's incredible vacation deals for the season are. Bask in the sun and save up to a red-hot 60% on your next winter escape with RedTag.ca today. Whether you're headed to Cuba, Jamaica, Mexico, or another tropical haven, you can't feel cold on the beach. Forget the frost this winter and get lost in paradise for less. Don't miss out. Book today at RedTag.ca or call 1-866-5-RED-TAG. Certain conditions apply.
RedTag.ca.
Celebrating 20 years. Imagine this. The sound of a helicopter touching down on a mountain peak. The crunch of snow under your skis. and the feeling of total freedom. Is it your imagination? Or is it your possible? Find your possible. Play Lotto 649 for a chance to win the classic jackpot or the gold ball jackpot of $24 million. Buy your ticket today.
Installing a TV on a wall sounds simple, right?
That was easy.
Did you find the stud?
You're looking at him. Oof, I can fix that.
Saving up to $900 on car and home insurance with Bel Air Direct is simple. Bel Air Direct. Insurance simplified. Certain conditions apply.
Harvey's knows Canadians are open-minded. Some look at a burger and say, spice it up with jalapenos and hot sauce. And others say, why would you want to do that? Mild or wild, we say it's always up to you. Harvey's. It's a beautiful
day. You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Cenovus.com.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Lopez, the one from Toronto. But new Mob Rewards still treats me like a star. I earn points on everything I love and Metro and Food Basics. Mob Rewards, made for everyone, even me, Jennifer Lopez. Join today and save.
At Toyota, we believe your vehicle is more than just a ride. It's family. So make sure it's prepared for whatever Mother Nature has in store. Because winter's a lot like some people's in-laws. It's cold, shows up unexpectedly, and refuses to leave. Trust the experts at Toyota for premium winter tires, batteries, brakes, and more. Beat the winter rush. Book an appointment at shoptoyota.ca or contact your local Toyota dealer today.
From November 7th to 13th, the Great Save event is on at SportCheck. Take 25% off full-priced items on the top brands in sport. Plus, save up to 50% on featured door crashers. See in store or sportcheck.ca for more details.
Busy days and long to-do lists? Don't forget about your eyes. Pearle Vision has stylish frames from brands like Vogue, Michael Kors, and more. Visit pearlvision.ca to arrange your eye exam and get 40% off lenses. Pearle Vision direct bills most insurances. Valid prescription required. Valid at participating locations. Restrictions apply. Taxes extra. See store for details. Ends December 31st, 24. Exams available at the Independent Doctors of Optometry at or next to Pearle Vision.
Until November the 18th, live and listen to all the magic of an Air France rendezvous. Whoa. It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $749, or Barcelona, starting at $859 return, from Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Travel from November 1st to December 14th, 2024, and from January 8th to April 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
KISS 92.5.
With Roz and Mocha. Brought to you by redtag.ca.
Takes to form a lie. The way I'm feeling, I just can't deny.
Won't be long before other streaming services pick up on what Amazon Prime is testing out right now, and it's a great feature.
What are they testing?
It's called X-ray recaps.
What does that mean?
This is the release that they put out yesterday. X-ray recaps is a generative AI-powered feature that creates brief, easy-to-digest summaries of full seasons of TV shows, single episodes, and even pieces of episodes. All personalized down to the exact minute of where you are watching. Whether you're a few minutes into an episode, halfway through a season, or took a break from watching a series and need a refresher, X-ray recaps deliver short textual snippets of key cliffhangers, character-driven plot points, and other details that can be accessed at any point in your viewing experience. They also say guardrails are also applied to ensure that these recaps are spoiler-free.
So is it just words?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it appears as text.
Oh, it's words.
So what you can do, you can press a button. Yeah. And if you want to select recap, it'll show you text, right, on the screen of where you are. And you can select what kind of recap you want. So if you are watching a show and maybe you stop watching for like a couple of weeks and then you go back and you're like, oh.
What kind of psycho does that?
Yeah, what happened there, right? Or if you're like six seasons in of a show and then you're like, maybe you see a character on screen, you're like, oh,
who's that guy?
Right? You could select it and it will give you, so it's in beta testing right
That's
now.
That's smart. I kind of like that.
I love that feature. I think it's amazing.
I can't tell you. What did we watch? Catherine and I were watching something where it had been a long time between season one and season two. And I went on YouTube, right? We were like, okay, Rox was in bed. We're like, we're going to watch this show. And I'm like, listen, I don't want to be confused because I love this show so much. I don't remember what it was, but I remember saying I love this show so much that I don't want to be confused throughout the first episode. So let me go on YouTube and find a season, whatever it was, recap that we just had. And the recap that I found, because I watched one and it was just not good. And then I'm like, I need more. And then so I found a recap that was 22 minutes long, right? And I fell asleep watching the recap YouTube. And I didn't even get to start to watch the show.
That sucks.
Right?
Was the recap just as long as the episode you were watching?
Yes! Yeah, so there's another show. So there was a show on, I think it was Apple or something like that, called Silo, which I really loved.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
And season two's coming out?
It's coming out real soon. I was talking to Roxy. I'm like, dude, I mean, watch like the last two episodes of that because because I loved it so much, but I don't remember anything. Like, I don't remember who the people are, if somebody turned bad from good or whatever it was. Mm. I don't want to be confused. And then she goes, well, why don't we just rewatch the whole first season?
Oh no.
And I'm like, oh my God. So maybe I might do that now. I might start from the beginning again.
Some seasons have, or some streaming service have a little recap before the next season.
I find that they're not good enough.
No, they're not long enough because they're like 30 seconds.
They're vague. They're very vague.
Yeah, but sometimes that's enough, though, no? Yeah,
it depends on how much you're following, like, the show. Because I know that I'm, like, a terrible TV watcher. Yeah. And I'll, like, binge three episodes. And then I won't watch the show for, like, 4 months and forget about it. And then go back. So this is made for people like me.
100%.
Psycho. Yeah, I know.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, and some streaming services, like, we're watching Grotesquery. And you can, there's, like, just a video in the line of all the episodes where it's just, like, you know, synopsis or recap or something. Just watch that.
Yeah, I sometimes find that they don't go into enough detail for me, though. Like, I need that, especially if it's a show like a romantic comedy or there's a couple of characters or whatever.
Easy?
Well, yeah, yeah. But when there's like, when it's a show with this monster cast where there's scheming going on, where like, you know, somebody's trying to backstab somebody else, and like, there's just too much going on.
Huh. Could you imagine if this tech existed when Game of Thrones?
Bro,
was
I would never read it. I would never read it.
Popularity?
You think I can pronounce those names?
No, that's impossible.
I would be so confused.
I know.
Wouldn't work for me because I never finished it.
What a difficult name.
The Roz and Mocha Show. Celebrate mornings on KISS 92.5.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'ma love you every night like it's the last night, like it's the last night. If the world was ending, I'd wanna be next to you. If the party was over and our time on earth was through, I'd wanna hold you just for a while and die with a smile. If the world was ending, I'd wanna be next to you.
Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, Die With A Smile.
I wanna be next to you.
6:23, good morning.
Celebrate mornings with Roz and Mocha.
On KISS.
Don't send me these stories anymore, Maury. Celebrities over 90. Why do I want to read that?
to see if you're on the list.
No, shut up. Ah, I know why you sent it to me. Don't send that to me anymore. I don't like that stuff.
No, you know what? No, honestly, I don't like that stuff. I wanted you to feel young.
No, I don't like that stuff. There's enough making me feel not young.
I don't need to see this. This show is closer to the age of 90. Looks, mental, what's going on in the inside of the body.
Yeah.
It's you, damn it, Maury. Well,
I would give you mental and inside the body, not looks.
I would not give you mental because I think you're closer to 9 than you are to 90.
All facts.
Well, isn't it the same?
No. There you go. Answer. There you go.
I don't need to be reminded. I can remind you all the time. I don't care. It's celebrities who are not over 90.
Celebrities.
Yeah, celebrities who are over 90. I don't care. I have enough reminders of the fact. I don't care. I'm not even reading.
Betty White, no, she's no longer with us and she died at 99.
I have so much. I found more gray hair in my chest. I found a gray armpit hair the other day.
Wow.
Right? Mm.
Did you ever think that could happen?
Yes. Once you start getting gray hairs everywhere, cover your ears, Maria.
Oh, great.
Not because it's rude, but because this is your future.
Oh, damn.
Why? Why could I do that?
Do you ever find gray hairs anywhere?
Nah, never.
Never?
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
No gray chest hair?
Nope.
No gray,
beard?
No.
No.
Beard? Nope.
Yeah, please. No beard? What do you mean no beard?
I got like two.
Okay.
Learn how to count.
You're in such denial. You don't check? Do you check?
Yeah.
Every now and then. Every now and then. Sometimes.
No armpit.
No armpit.
You have
no pubes.
No.
No.
You have all.
Wait. Whoa. Those go gray.
Yes.
Oh, like you don't know, Maury.
Yeah.
I had one gray nose hair last week.
I had a gray nose hair too. Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, I don't need to know all this stuff. I get enough reminders of the fact that I'm getting old. I don't need this in my life. I don't need this in my life. Why? Because you're gray?
No.
No?
So who's 90?
I don't care. I don't care.
You read it.
Who's
so
90?
Tell us.
I don't. Robert Wagner, Boca. There you have it.
Who the hell is Robert Wagner?
This is why I don't care. I literally started by saying, I don't care. Don't send me this stuff.
Can you read another name? Let me see if I know them.
Shirley Jones.
Yo, she works on the 7th floor here, right?
No, she doesn't.
In accounting?
At 90? I hope not in accounting. No offense.
No offense. She loves what she does. She loves her job.
Barbara Eden, Mocha, big fan.
Are you trolling right now? Barbara Eden? That does not even sound like a real name.
No, Barbara Eden. Come on now.
I'm going to start typing these names into our company directory.
Oh, here you go, Mocha. Here you go. Here's one that you'll know. Stop typing right now.
Okay.
William Daniels.
William Daniels.
Yeah. You may know him from St. Elsewhere.
Oh. From what elsewhere?
No, he was the voice of a kid on Knight Rider, Mocha.
Oh, William Daniels also works for Rogers in collections.
No, he doesn't.
Collections and our office in Calgary.
Guys.
I just looked it up.
I'm not naming employees.
You are.
I'm not. It's a real, these are real people.
Okay. Give me one more. One more name. I'm going to type it in and see if they work for us.
Okay. Tippy Harden.
No, there's no way Tippy Harden works for Rogers.
Harden.
Was she retail?
Let's see here.
Tippy
check.
Harden.
Tippy with two D's or one?
One D. Tippy Harden, actually. It's H-E-D-R-E-N. H-E-D-R-E-N.
Sounds like a made-up
Tippy
name.
Hedren, I guess it would be. Tippy Hedren.
Does not work for our company.
No, we don't have a Tippy Hedren, no. Right? Right. Cutbacks, I guess, eh?
Yeah.
Anyway, stop sending me this stuff, man.
Roz and Mocha.
Celebrate mornings.
On Kiss 92.5. Money, penny. Got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it. Yep. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. Down for you always, KB. Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you, and I'm down for you always. Look, the new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. They gotta make some choices. They running out of options. Cause I've been going off and they don't know when it's stopping. And when you get the
see that you've been learning. And when I take you shopping, you spend it like you earned it. And when you popped off on your ex, he deserved it. I thought you were the one from the jump that confirmed it. Trap money, Benny. I buy you champagne, but you love some Henny. From the block like you Jenny. I know you special, girl, cause I know too many. Risha, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always. JT, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always.
Then we kissing in a way, kissing, kissing in a way, kissing, kissing in a way. I need that black card in the cold to the safe, cold to the safe, cold, cold to the safe, safe. I show 'em how to network, Netflix and chill. What's your net worth?
Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. And I'm down for you always. And I'm down for you, down for you, down for you always. Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always, KB. Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I'm
skate and smoke and rap. Now let me see you right now. Now let me see you. Now let me see you. Right now, let me see you. Now let me see you. Now let me see you. Now let me see you.
Trap, trap, money, Benny. Got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it. Yep.
Now let me see you.
Being greedy
pays off.
I want to go greedy.
All right.
My answer is 1,643.
You're not going to be able to phone Grandma for ages.
You have to wait to call her to tell her you're coming to pick her up.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Kiss 92.5's Me or Greed.
Win $92.
Or take a chance at up to $5,000. But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
On Kiss 92.5.
Give 100% at work, home, and school with Yorkville University's 100% online Bachelor of Business Administration program. Our BBA program is flexible, so your career and family don't have to wait while you earn your degree. Choose from 4 specializations and become an expert in your field. With our accelerated program, you can graduate in as few as 2.5 years. Yorkville University, for those who give 100% to life. Learn more at mybba.ca. mybba.ca.
Tis the season to enjoy Swiss Chalet's festive special. Our famous rotisserie chicken, cranberry, stuffing, Lindor chocolate, and a scratch and win card. The festive special. Only $17.99, only at Swiss Chalet. Visit SwissChalet.com for contest details. Participating locations, white meat, taxes, and upgrades extra.
Looking for the ultimate girls' day out? Then grab your friends and head to the National Women's Show this weekend at the Metro Convention Center. Experience the fashion, food, and fun. Sip and sample delicious food and wine. Get free makeovers. Plus, shopping at over 500 exhibits. See the hot Magic Male Review, medium Lynn Nichols, fashion shows, and more. Arrive early for your goodie bag of free samples. It's the ultimate girls' day out. Get tickets for the National Women's Show this Friday through Sunday at the Metro Convention Center.
The Red Clay Strays. Moments Tour, live, lighting up OLG stage at Falls View Casino on March 19th.
I keep on wondering why.
With special guest Brent Cobb. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster. Don't miss a moment of the Red Clay Strays, live.
This is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale.
And this is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale at Sleep Country. Black Friday just isn't the same at Sleep Country, except for the best deals on the best brands. Buy one, get one free on best-selling pillows, and our Kingsdown Studio Act and Queen mattress is at $689, our lowest price of the year, until Sunday only. Plus, take advantage of our unbeatable price guarantee. Don't miss out. The Black Friday event is on now at Sleep Country. Speak to a sleep expert for full details.
My parents have had a lot of time on their hands lately. At first,
It was nice. Hey, Mom, can you drive me to soccer practice?
Sure can.
We're having slow-cooked ribs for dinner.
It was awesome. And then it became a lot. Some friends are coming over to watch a movie.
Ooh, what are we watching? I'll make some popcorn.
Thanks to Voilà, they can order all our fresh favorites from Sobeys, Farm Boy, and Longo's online, which is super reliable. And now my parents are reliable. A little too reliable.
Voilà, your groceries delivered. Just like that.
Oh, Maya. Maya. She loves being cool. 21 degrees is her favorite number. God, she's the coolest, especially at night. So I raise the temp at 10 p.m. because she gets chilly when she sleeps. Maya loves using less energy, and I love Maya. We're basically besties.
With SmartFlow from Enbridge Sustain, you won't have to think about your HVAC, but it will always be thinking of you. With smart controls and zero upfront costs, visit EnbridgeSustainSmartFlow.com to learn more.
The Waffle Festival is underway at Cora Breakfast and Lunch.
I'll have the peanut caramel waffle, please.
But with five new sweet and savory dishes to choose from, it's also a bit of a waffling festival.
Actually, make it a s'more waffle. Wait, the smoked meat waffle sandwich. No. The peanut caramel waffle.
But once you're done waffling, you'll love the waffle you end up ordering. So stop waffling and head to Cora Breakfast and Lunch. Festival ends January 12th.
Wait, the s'mores waffle?
Avec une carrière en soins de santé au Nouveau-Brunswick, vous pouvez profiter plus de votre cours, de vos temps libres, de la vie. Visitez emploisantenb.ca. Un message du gouvernement du Nouveau-Brunswick.
Mark's pre-Black Friday sale is November 7th to 10th. For 4 days only, take 25% off full-priced items store-wide. Plus, save up to 60% on door crashers. Visit marksandmarks.com to shop and save.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by redtag.ca. Travel made easy.
19 degrees this afternoon, sun cloud mix as well. It's 17 right now. It's KISS 92.5. Good morning.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights refract sequin stars off her silhouette every night. I can show you lights. I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning, I was hitting my marks. Cause I can do it with a broken heart. Cause I-
Roz and Mocha
on Kiss 92.5.
Yo, what's up? 6:39. Yes, we are the Roz and Mocha Show. We're going to play Needy or Greedy at 8 o'clock this morning. We'll play every hour until 6 p.m. Hook you up with a new keyword to text in. 925-555. Got some free money to hook you up with. So 8 o'clock this morning. Please be here for that.
There you go. Hey, Mocha.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news.
A Roz and Mocha Show and Kiss 92.5 News Break.
So when we all got in today, it was really only just Fox News that had officially called the election for Donald Trump. And who wants to go just with that? But all the other networks were saying it was going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But nobody had called it yet. And then a little while ago, CNN did this.
It is now official. CNN projects that Donald Trump has been elected president, defeating Vice President Kamala Harris and making a political comeback unlike any in modern American politics. Now, we can make this projection now because CNN projects that Donald Trump has won Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin. It always comes down to Wisconsin, eh?
So, Donald Trump, number 47.
Yeah, here he is, in case you're interested.
Look what happened. Is this crazy? I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And to every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future. This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have.
Oh, can you grab, you have it over the Kamala Harris, her deputy campaign manager, whatever, when he came out on stage and told everybody that that she wasn't going to talk. And that's really the big tell, right? Like when, because it's a room full of people and they're all expecting her, right? Yeah.
We still have votes to count, so you won't hear from the vice president tonight, but you will hear from her tomorrow. She will be back to address not only the HU family, not only to address her supporters, but to address the nation.
There you go. Paul Rudd was out in Pennsylvania.
He's
handing out water to people who are waiting in line for hours. Larry David went to jail for in the last season of Curb?
Yeah, you're not allowed to hand out water in the line of election.
Why?
If there's some weirdo law that I don't know, and they I don't know what state he was in the show, but there was some weird law where you're not allowed to hand out water to people in an election line.
Why?
And it's a real law.
It
right?
makes it seem like I'll give you water if you vote for
something
Georgia.
Like that. Yeah, it was Georgia. And then that was the whole plot of the final season of Curb, which is that he got busted handing out water in an election line and then had to go to trial and everything else, right?
Oh, my God.
So here's Paul Rudd breaking the law, maybe.
Paul Rudd just showed up, Nicole, because he heard the line was so long. Paul, what brought you out?
I just want to give people water. They're waiting in line for a long time, and it's a wonderful thing that all these young people are out voting.
2 hours, they're saying, some of these young guys are online for.
It's impressive.
When you heard that, did you say right away, I got to come out here, get to this line?
Oh, we've been doing lots of stuff today here in Pennsylvania, and we wanted to come out and tell these students that they're doing really great things.
It's good to see you. I appreciate you being here. How are you feeling about the election?
I feel good about handing out some water.
I'll let you do it. I just wanted to Venmo. I'll get your Venmo because she wants to give some waters out too.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Nice to see you, man.
What is it?
Yeah, the law is called electioneering. It's essentially when a candidate will, they go and they give out things which they feel like could influence potential voters.
Right.
But water?
Yeah.
But Larry David wasn't running for anything.
Yeah.
I think the best.
Is that what you were looking for over there? Mocha was so frantic during the Paul Rudd clip just now, and I'm like, what are you doing over there?
Slapping the bass.
Okay, you're just slapping the bass.
Okay. I was looking for the other clip from I Love You, Man.
Which is what? What's the other one?
One of my favorite is when he goes, latest on the man, Jay. When he's saying goodbye.
God, I love that movie so much.
It's so good. The Michael Jackson biopic starring his nephew, Jafar Jackson, has been delayed.
Why?
Who knows? It was supposed to come out April of 2025, but Lionsgate announced that it's going to hit theaters October 3rd, 2025.
What?
So,
like in writing or Problems filming?
What's that?
Or problems filming?
Yeah, I don't know, but it's
maybe
like...
the set is haunted? At this point, the information is just black and white.
Oh.
Doesn't matter if it's black or white.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That was good.
Thank you, Chef.
That was...
You know what? You're right, guys. Sometimes you just gotta look at the man in the mirror.
Uh-huh.
Man.
Make a change.
This whole conversation is rocking my world.
Wow. Aren't you a little dirty, Diana?
Ooh.
Hey, come on, guys. Beat it.
One more of the news with Roz and Mocha. Get it at 640, 740, and 840.
On KISS 92.5.
The girl them's killer, chick. Thunderball. Some give it to, some give it to, some give it to our girls. 5 million and 40 naughty shorty. Baby girl, all my girls, all my girls. Thunderball say, well, I'm on the way the time pool. I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. I see the girl them broke out from the floor. From your door on a workplace performer. From your door on a man where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, not eat no yam, no steam fish, nor no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to your heart like a sauna. Well, I'm on the way the time cool. I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. And girl, you got it just out, but you know we're soft, cause girl, you're impressed out. And if it is out of me, if it is out, cause I got the remedy for making this stress out. Me have to fly to become a God bless out. And girl, if you want it, you have to confess out. And a life where we need set speed, if it is to my chest out. Well, I'm on the way, the time cool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. I'm crazy now, this straight drop it and a Bridget and flavor show. Time for a make baby now, to stop while like you, I get shady, yo. Woman, don't play me now, cause I'm a flex and fuck not greedy, yo. My loving is the way to go, my loving is the way to go. Well, woman, the way the time cool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Right here, the spark it right here, keep it undercover. Come in love, all your fits in your blouse and your fat in your jeans, I'm a wild discover. Everything about you, baby girl, can you hear when me utter? Well, I'm on the way, the time cool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. To the girl, them broke out on the floor. From you don't want a workplace performer. From you don't want a man where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, not eat no yam, no steam fish, nor no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to your heart like a sauna. Well, I'm on the way, the time cool. I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom.
The Roz and Mocha Show
on KISS 92.5.
My baby found a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Y'all gonna pump me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I
ain't changing for a chair. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One. Here comes the two to the three to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
Roz and Mocha
on Kiss.
Kiss 92.5.
Yesterday was Dammit Matthew's birthday.
Oh!
Celebrate. Wait, are we allowed to say how old he is?
42.
Okay. Are you allowed to say it?
I just did.
So, Dammit Maury and Matthew, Dammit Matthew, went to the Keg.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Perfect place. Maury is to treat Matthew, of course, for his birthday. And recorded the whole conversation. This is more of a summary of what happened at dinner last night between the Dammits at the Keg, celebrating Dammit Matthew's birthday. Edward has been listening to the wrong... Sorry. Edward, we'll get to you in a second. Here is the Dammits.
Happy birthday. Are you enjoying your birthday dinner?
I will once I get the food.
You had a shrimp cocktail.
Okay, great.
And you're having Pinot Noir. Do you feel younger than 42?
I do not feel younger at all, no.
You look 25.
Oh, thank you. I get that all the time.
How old do I look?
49.
You're an ass.
Overhead lighting here.
How is that steak? Look at that filet mignon peppercorn sauce. Do I treat you well or right? My goodness, you wolfed that steak down. You must have been hungry.
Damn, man.
Clearly.
Was this the best birthday dinner you've ever had?
No.
What do you mean?
I've had better.
How can they charge $3 for peppercorn sauce?
Are you being cheap right now? Stop.
Anything else I can get you two tonight?
No, I think just the bell.
Sounds good.
It's wonderful. Thank you. I have a question to ask you. Friday's payday. Can you pay for this and I'll pay you back?
You're joking.
I was wondering if temporarily you cover this and I'll transfer the money on Friday.
Mm-mm. Nope. My birthday comes once a year and you know when my birthday is, so we should plan for it, so... Start washing dishes. Go back there. I don't care.
I'm just a little bit, reddish.
Oh, you'll be reddish when I'm done with you.
Halvesies? I can do half. But seriously, can you just cover this and I'll pay you back Friday?
No, you'll have to figure it out.
Okay, happy birthday.
Can't wait till your birthday.
I love you.
Oh, go f*** yourself.
So I have the receipt here.
Oh, you do?
From the birthday dinner.
Okay, what was it? Break it down here.
So they got two filet dinners.
Yeah. That's the... Yeah, okay.
No, right? One filet dinner.
Oh, sorry, one filet... Wait,
yeah.
What?
What did you have?
I had a...
Are you the one that ordered the side of cauliflower mash?
Yeah.
For $4?
Yeah.
Bruh. That's what you ate at the Keg. You went to the Keg to eat cauliflower mash.
For Matthew's birthday. Why didn't you have a steak?
I didn't want a steak. I had cauliflower mash.
Why didn't you have some chicken or something?
Are you still on that weirdo diet?
Yeah.
That, like, doesn't exist, but you're
also, I knew that I didn't have a lot of money, so I was like, I can't
put more on the bill.
So you basically couldn't afford one meal.
Wait, but hold on. But that was $4. Who ordered two shrimp cocktails?
He had 1.5 shrimp cocktails. I had like 2 shrimp.
So you had 2 shrimp and a side of cauliflower mash.
2 glasses of Pinot Noir.
Hold on. But there's a charge of 3 here.
Because he had 1 glass.
Okay. Wait, why on his birthday are you drinking 2 glasses of wine and you let the man drink only 1?
Because it was only 6 ounces.
Has to get through the dinner, probably.
Thank you. What was the total?
$132.
Did That's you guys get bad. The Billy Miner pie for his birthday?
Yes, free.
They did. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Oh, you
good.
Did get that.
Yeah.
That's not that bad, though. That's not a bad date
but
night.
Matthew,
but you couldn't come up with $130, Maury?
Like, Matthew's right. You knew his birthday was coming up. You had to make the reservation for the
I know,
the
but I needed the hunt because I'm getting, like, my hair cut today.
Oh, my God.
So no, but, like, you couldn't
I earmarked money.
But you couldn't plan from, like, let's say a month ago, right? And set aside X amount of dollars because you know that you're going to take him out for his birthday.
Yeah, well, that's hard
Mocha,
to
what
do.
Would happen if you went to your wife and said, hey, listen, we can't do anything this week for your birthday because I got to pay for a haircut?
Bro.
Yeah. Isn't that how your marriage ended, Shem?
Oh.
I'm joking.
Wow. Why did I get this straight?
I don't know. Because I didn't get the reaction from Mocha I was hoping for. So I had to think.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On KISS 92.5.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe, and I don't wanna hide, but I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die, and I'll be alright. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me. We sit in silence. Baby girl, it's just me and you. Cause I don't wanna argue, but I don't wanna fight. My tongue, yeah, I think I'd rather die. You got me misunderstood, but at least I look this good.
Roz and Mocha.
Call me up. 416-870-8888.
Kiss 92.5.
Victoria, hello. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What's up?
I just have a question for you and Roz, actually.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
So the question is, if you had to book a family vacation around your child's favorite movie, where would you go and what activities would you plan?
Oh, right now? It would be so easy. Probably going back to Disney and visiting Galaxy's Edge, the Star Wars area.
Right.
Because he's still into all of that. Like, we went 1 year. He had no idea. He hadn't watched really, like, any of the movies. He didn't get into it until after we got back from the trip.
Right.
So he's fully, fully into it. Or, like, anywhere that's got Lego or a Super Mario. You know that new...
It's easy for you because he's still into all those things that where you could go at places in the world and see those things.
Like that Super Mario section, I think at Universal maybe, or wherever it is, the Super Mario Land.
Yeah.
Like, he'd be into that.
Right.
For sure. What's into these days?
She's into a lot. She's into a lot of murder mysteries. She's into a lot of British shows. Like, she and Catherine live on BritBox.
Really?
Oh my God. That's her whole life. That's what they watch is British murder mysteries. Right? That's her, and Key and Peele.
Oh, okay.
And South Park. I mean, if I could take her to South Park and go to like that Taco Loco place or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'd have a great time there. But she is very much into, like, when it comes to movies, into just like that British aesthetic. But she's already been to the UK. So I don't know. I think that she's very much drawn to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Very much drawn to Europe. Not so much the US, although she really loves California. And she loved Nashville as well. But she's very much into sort of Europe. Her whole thing is that she doesn't like hot.
Really?
No.
Oh, wow.
Like, this weather right now is her favorite weather. Huh. Like, fall, sort of like 15, 16 degrees. That's her favorite weather.
So if you said, like, yo, we're going to go on vacation to Mexico, it's like 40 degrees
every day.
She would
be dreading it every single day.
Really?
Every single day before we left, and then every single day while we were there.
Wow.
And the problem is that Catherine's sort of the same way, too.
Wow.
So like, when they go away on their own, like, they've been to Iceland twice, right? They went to Portugal in the winter and went to the islands where it was like windy and rainy. And, you know, they loved that. Huh. But they do not go hot. At all.
Really?
So for me to suggest something, like, and it really takes a lot out of me because I love hot.
Same.
I love Mexico. I love the islands. I love all of that stuff. And they just won't go with me.
Damn.
Right. And I won't go to Iceland with them.
Uh-huh.
Right. So we sort of split vacations and we meet in the middle, you know, with places, you know, like, let's go to, you know, like, let's go to Europe or, you know, I think
Calgary.
We want to go to Italy kind of thing. Uh-huh. Right. But not in the summer.
Damn.
Right. We were going to go to Italy last year. I had this whole beautiful thing, this whole trip planned.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was a heat wave and they're like, we're not going.
Wow.
So we pivoted and we went somewhere else.
Damn.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So I
don't know, but if she could go on some sort of like walking tour where they could find a body somewhere in London and then get together with a group of people to try and solve the crime.
Oh, don't they have like those Jack the Ripper?
Yeah, but I think she would want to actually do like a murder
mystery. Like find a real body?
Like murder mystery, but in the streets of London.
Oh wow.
I think
late
would,
at night.
Yeah, I think she would
it's gotta be foggy
super
outside.
Super into that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Victoria. Appreciate you listening. How long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show?
Probably since I was 10.
Okay.
Oh wow.
Well, how long is that?
I'm 26 now.
Oh, okay.
I'm 26
wow,
now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
The duration of the show.
As long as I can remember. Yeah.
Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Mocha.
Hey. Love that.
Go.
Love you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Still to come on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Yo, DM Deep Dive. We are almost at that time to find out what you are saying to us.
Maria, what do we got coming up today?
All right. We have a very interesting rules question. We're talking about next steps for my fitness plans and nicknames for Shem.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Lives on Kiss 92.5.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation. And if that's true, you'll just have to taste me when
DMs that you are sending in to us. We love talking about them on the show every day.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Tatiana says, if the five of you all lived in a castle back in the hierarchy days, what would everyone's roles be? King or queen, servant, village idiot, soldier, princess, and more.
Bro, this is not fair. It's not.
Sham.
Go ahead and just take servant role and let you guys do the rest.
Let's say you had to pick.
Nah, I'm not playing this game. I'll do the rest.
You wouldn't be allowed to play the game.
Like, yo, this is a trap right here.
Okay.
Okay.
If you had to be a servant role back in the day, right?
Okay.
Would you prefer to be like kitchen?
Like inside or outside of the grass?
That's what I'm asking. We're talking medieval times. Okay?
Oh, right.
We're not talking. You know, in the field times.
Yeah, we're not talking about less than 100 years ago.
Realistically, if we're talking those times, we would all be slaves.
Yeah,
we would all be in the basement. All of us.
No,
maybe they would bring Maury up every now and then to laugh at him.
Yeah,
right.
You guys don't think I'd be the princess?
You?
Yeah.
Based on what?
Based on everything.
Triggered, right?
You know what I mean? What do you mean? Yeah,
I know. Look at this. I know how you were raised.
All right. Next GM, Maria. Let's move on before this gets worse. Make me the princess!
All right. Vincent says, what is next for Maria after finishing her first ever half marathon? Any big plans fitness-wise? We all know she is our fit queen. All right.
What is
fit queen? Wow, that's a good one.
What's the next thing?
I'm actually...
Be a princess.
Being a princess is my next venture. No, I'm actually doing this thing called the body recomposition.
Which is what?
Which is when you eat... It's kind of like a bulk in a sense.